Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. The Western Estates Homeowners Association and Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization announces a meeting coming up on Sunday night, increasing the education level of our children. They're also going to have their Western Estates Homeowners Association barbecue. And all of the funds from that barbecue will go to an organization called Straight to the Lord. It's an organization I don't know much about. We do want to have on the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, Bobby Dooley, to talk about this. And good evening, Bobby. Good. How is your husband?
Very well. And we're all just sort of looking forward to the summer months. We're certainly looking forward to our barbecue coming up this weekend. We think we're going to have a good turnout, and we think it's for a wonderful, wonderful cause.
Tell us about Straight to the Lord, and I know that there is a personal connection for you.
Phil, I don't know how really to start this, but I think it's just a godsend. Straight to the Lord is a godsend to every parent that is that has this decision to make, and that is whether or not their child is a homosexual, and what do you do, even as an adult, when you find that you have come down with this? Straight to the Lord is a group of wonderfully committed Christians who are helping homosexuals cure themselves and return to some level of normalcy, Phil.
And okay, all right, Bobby. Now, I want to interrupt you.
Phil, please. I'm a mother. I know what's best for my children.
Yeah, but every time I hear about these things,
Phil, this hits very close to home, okay? So you need to listen to what I'm saying, and then I think the audience would be happy to hear with what you have to say.
Bobby, it is an organization.
Phil, this is something that is very close to me as a mother.
Is it not an organization that says that homosexuals are need to be cured?
Phil, I am a mother, and I know what's best for my child. Now,
oh, who are we talking about here, Seth?
We're talking about my 12-year-old, yes. And this hits very close to home. Oh.
Take a deep breath.
Seth was put on suspension Tuesday.
He was what? Okay. If you need to take a moment or something?
No.
I apologize, Bobby, for getting a little strident there.
That's all right. Seth was put on suspension on Tuesday by his school.
How old is he?
He is 12. The teacher, who is a teacher's assistant, her name is Miss Banning, confiscated some drawings from four boys in the 7th grade study hall. Seth was one of those boys.
What were he was suspended because of the drawings?
Yes, he was.
What were they?
They were drawing, and I don't know any other word to use, but Seth, along with these four boys, were drawing some inappropriate pictures.
Can you tell us, because I know this ties in.
They were drawing pictures of, I don't know how else to put it, the male Tinkleberry.
When you say Tinkleberry, what do you mean?
You know, Phil, I don't know that I'm comfortable using certain language.
All right, I understand, dear, but we're talking about the male reproductive organ.
Hold on for a minute. What's he?
Tell what they did.
I'm telling him. That's my husband, Steve. It's what we call, what I've taught the boys to call their Tinkleberry. And he was suspended.
Yeah.
And I talked with my husband, Steve, who you know.
Yes, I do.
And I talked with my husband, and he says that this is the beginning stages of homosexuality.
Tell him what I told you.
I'm sorry?
Tell him what I told you.
Steve wants me to, he wants me to fag-proof our house.
You know, I'm really offended by this.
Well,
hold on for a minute. Tell him why.
My husband says that...
Wait. Just tell him to be quiet in the background, okay? I know that you're upset.
Phil, my husband believes that we have to get this under control. I have raised Seth. I almost died in childbirth, giving birth to that boy. He wants me to fag-proof the house. And
tell him I want you to fag-proof the house.
Would you tell him that I don't want to hear him?
He doesn't want you talking.
What?
He doesn't want you talking. I'm here, Phil.
Yeah, tell him, number one, I don't want to hear him. Number two, I don't like the term fag-proof the house.
He doesn't want me to say that. I don't know.
Tell him I want to keep the gay away.
He wants to keep the gay out or whatever.
All right, so in other words, you believe your son is a homosexual.
We are fairly certain of that, Phil. Straight to the Lord is a camp of committed Christians who will help the homosexual cure himself. And they do have whoops. And what we're simply trying to do is stop Seth from going down that slippery slope. God, I'm sorry, Steve.
Why'd you do that? Why'd you say that?
I'm sorry, darling.
Why did you do it?
What is he saying?
I said something. We're trying to not use terms that we think will be inflammatory.
What did you say?
I said slippery slope. And
I told you not to say that.
I'm sorry.
All right, if he doesn't stop...
He doesn't want you talking. I'm here, Phil.
All right, I can't listen to him. So in keeping your house heterosexual friendly, can we call it that instead of fag-proofing?
Yes.
Okay. In keeping your house heterosexual friendly, your husband wants you using no terms...
That are gay-friendly. Or that he considers to be...
That are gay-friendly.
Yes.
So you can't use the word backslide?
No, I can't. What we're trying to do is...
Call it hetero and happy.
What?
Call it hetero and happy.
My husband wants me to call it hetero and happy, our home.
Okay, hetero and happy. Look it, your boy was caught with what?
My son, Seth, was caught with drawings...
Hold the line for a minute here. Hold on for just a second. I need to get... That husband's really making me angry, Mike. Whatever you can do, get on the line with her and tell her, I don't want to hear that guy. If he wants to talk... Then he can come on an extension or something. But fag-proof in the house ain't what I had in mind when I booked this interview. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Bobby Dooley. She's the president of the Western States Homeowners Association. Her son was suspended from his seventh grade middle school class. Some inappropriate drawings of male genitalia were being passed around. And as a result... Bobby and her husband, Steve, have contacted a camp called Straight to the Lord. Now, I've heard of these organizations. These are groups that will, quote, cure the homosexual, end quote. She calls them a committed group of Christians who help homosexuals cure themselves and return to some level of normalcy. I've heard about these organizations. I do not approve of them. I do not think that they are legitimate. I think they are quack. I think they're about as quack as the old eugenics science, so-called, was. And I'm just trying to calm myself down here. Now, I know we're dealing with a mother who's distraught, so I'm going to try to have some sensitivity. Bobby?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me get to the beginning here. Your son was caught with inappropriate pictures.
Yes.
And you feel that you need to contact this Straight to the Lord?
We have contacted them. And
you have contacted them why?
Because we are afraid of my son's homosexuality and that it can get worse. He's come down with a severe case, and if there is some way that we can treat him now...
He's come down with a severe case of what?
He's come down with homosexuality. I don't know.
Okay.
And if we can treat him now... And
what does this Straight to the Lord, this group of Christians who think they can cure homosexuals, what do?
They have intensive Bible study. They have heterosexual activities, conversational skills with the opposite sex. They teach the lifestyle of the heterosexual, living with tension and anxiety, putting homophobia in a good light. It is good to fear the homosexual, because if you fear the homosexual, you won't become, and again, here is another one of those words, backslider. And
I don't want to hear the word.
I'm sorry, hon.
I don't want to hear it.
Is that your husband again?
He doesn't want to hear the word. I'm sorry.
And what, because you used the word backslide?
Yes.
Well, tell him that that is not a gay word, okay? You want me to tell him?
Honey, the man in the...
I don't want to hear backslide and anything about grief.
Get him on the phone.
He wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
Steve?
Yeah.
Backslide has got nothing whatsoever to do with gay people, and I don't want to hear you anymore talking in the background. You understand me?
Sure.
Give the phone back to your wife, please.
Phil?
Yeah. Okay, what else?
Straight to the Lord also has, there's a wonderful workshop that teaches people who are coming down with homosexuality how to say no to Vaseline, how to say no to lubricants, that kind of thing. They teach you that cucumbers can be cut up and eaten in a salad, that they don't have to be used for anything else. It's a healthy respect for vegetables. Just different things that I think are going to help Seth understand that he doesn't have to come down with it, that we can cure him.
All right. So you think you can cure him by sending him to this Straight to the Lord camp where they have a workshop on saying no to Vaseline?
Yes, sir.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449. I got to tell you something, Bobby. I've known you for a while.
Yes, Phil.
I'm really just angry that your husband's putting you through this.
Phil, my husband, he loves my boy very
much. I know that he loves him very much, but I think that your husband is behind this, okay? And
please don't.
Wait, he just said it again. I told the man not to do that.
Please don't.
What did I do?
You said behind this. All of these phrases, all of these terms, backsliding, your husband's behind this, all of this amounts to a moving toward the homosexual disease. And
all right, hold on for a second. Find out from her what we're allowed to say and what we can't say. Backslide or your husband's behind this? 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization. She's been in contact with a group called Straight to the Lord, a group of Christians who cure, quote, homosexuals, end quote. Their camp is in the Santa Monica Mountains, and she thinks her son needs their help because he was caught with inappropriate pictures at school. It's the Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. She has guested on our program before on parental matters. And we are talking now, and I want to be as sensitive as I can, Bobby, to your family's plight, that you think, you and your husband Steve believe, that your son may be a homosexual.
No, we think he may be coming down with it.
That he may be coming down with homosexuality as a result of him being caught in class with some inappropriate pictures. He was suspended for how long, by the way?
He was suspended through the remainder of the week. So he was suspended through Friday, through today.
And now you've contacted a camp, Straight to the Lord, a Christian camp, which cures, quote, cures homosexuals or helps homosexuals.
It helps, Phil, homosexuals cure themselves and return to a level of normalcy.
And you think this is what your boy needs?
Phil, we're doing the very best.
Is this what your boy needs? Yes or no?
We're doing the best we can. Yes.
All right. Here is San Marcos on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to say something to Bobby and to her husband. And that is, I mean, I feel your pain. I see how distraught you are, but your child is your child. And first of all, I don't think homosexuality is a disease. I was talking about him like he has leprosy or something.
Well, the boy's got homosexuality.
Hold on for a minute. I don't want your husband.
He doesn't want you to say anything, Steve.
Yeah, I don't want him saying anything.
Yeah, I keep
either.
Hearing That's him just... in the background, okay?
I don't want to use him backslide.
We're not
haven't said anything about backsliding, but first of all, I can imagine how this is making your child feel, because if you're talking like this on the radio, your child has got to just feel terrible. I mean, you know.
Oh, my God. I have racked my brains as to what to do. What can we do
for
him?
You should love your child. You should love your child.
Of course I love my boy. I love him very much.
Oh, I know you do, but you're saying that he's, you know,
but
that
maybe
he's
if
diseased
he hears,
or something.
Maybe if he hears this, it'll help him cure himself.
He's not. He can't be cured.
Of the gay disease.
This isn't something that can be cured and cannot be cured. I mean, it's not a disease. And first of all, well, let's back up a little bit. I don't think being caught with a few inappropriate pictures is a sign that this child needs to be sent away to camp.
There are pictures of a guy's wiener.
I can't help what it was.
Would you tell the
of.
Guy? I told Bobby, yes. I can't have this conversation.
Steve, he doesn't want you to say anything.
There are pictures of a man's wiener.
I don't care what they're a picture of. I mean, children are children, and yes, they do these things occasionally. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a sign that he's mm-hmm. a homosexual. And even if he were a homosexual, mm-hmm. it's not curable. It's not a disease.
Well, the camp has proven techniques. They've cured dozens. Steve?
They've cured a lot of fags over there.
A lot of, well, this is very
okay, this is so, you know what, man? Tell that ignoramus of a husband to shut up.
Well, they've cured a lot of the queers.
You know, all I can all say I is think. That you just mm-hmm. need to love your child mm-hmm. the way he is. If mm-hmm. he did have leprosy, you mm-hmm. would love him anyway.
I
you
love
know?
Him. I love him very much.
And accept him for the way he is, if he is a homosexual.
Right.
What, would you say that you were going to make your house more hetero-friendly?
Well, Phil, what we've done is, I don't know what to do. We've locked up all of my clothes in case he wants to cross-dress or something like that. We've tried to put locks on the doors to my closet. We've put combination locks. And
you've put combination locks on your closet?
Has he ever yes. tried to cross-dress before?
If he's drawing pictures of a man's wiener.
No, that's not cross-dressing. Has he ever worn... Does he,
right.
Does he,
has
does
he ever
he
gotten
like
into...
to go and dress up in your clothes?
On Halloween, he got into a dress. I don't know if
yeah.
that means anything.
No, I have an 8-year-old son who puts my clothes on all the time.
Oh,
but he's
geez.
Playing.
Oh, God.
He is playing.
Oh,
he is very much heterosexual. He's 8 years old.
My husband thinks that. Do you want the number of this camp?
No, ma'am, I do not.
Oh, God.
Even if my child grew
the
up
little
to
boy,
be homosexual.
Hey, here's a flash for you and Steve, Bobby. My sisters used to put me into a dress when
yes.
I was a little kid, okay?
Oh, God.
How many times
what
did
is
I
wrong
put on
with
my
that
dad's
guy?
Shoes and my dad's pants? Mm-hmm. And I have three children, mm-hmm. and I'm completely heterosexual. I have a homosexual bone in my body.
Do you ever duck tail your hair at all or anything?
No. I'm very feminine. I mean, I'm very, very feminine.
Look at Bobby. It's a thing all kids like to do that because it's a part of an experimentation with gender and everything, okay?
I'm so worried. I'm just so...
I think you're very prematurely worrying, first of all.
Absolutely.
I think that this child just needs to experience being a child.
Don't let him talk you out of it, Bobby.
My husband
Bobby.
Says that you're trying to talk me out of
I'm
something.
I'm trying to talk you out
Bobby,
of
Bobby, we don't want you to come into this state of panic that you don't need. It's a beautiful weekend. We don't want you worrying about this, okay? The little guy got suspended. Little boys draw pictures, okay?
Not of wieners, they don't.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do, and they dress up in their mother's clothes, too.
Mr. Dooley, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Shut up.
I was drawing war pictures and war scenes.
Shut
what?
Up.
So you're not the only person out there, Steve. I mean, because your child is a little different than you, that's not bad.
I had pictures of men dying when I was his age.
Well, does that make you sick?
Geez.
Maybe you should have
yeah.
gone and received help for that.
Absolutely.
Did you grow up and kill people?
No, I did not. I have a landscaping business.
Okay, well, good for you, Steve. This doesn't mean your son's going to grow up and be a homosexual either.
Different is bad. We don't like different.
No, different is not bad.
Different is not bad, and you're starting to sound like those people that, you know, Thomas Edison, they thought he was retarded.
Did they really?
Yes. They thought Thomas Edison was retarded. That's how far advanced he was. He was a brilliant man.
But what did he do?
The most successful people in this world have been individuals.
And they were outcasts as kids.
That's exactly right.
Was Thomas Edison a retard?
No, he wasn't a retard. Thomas Edison...
Phil, did Thomas Edison draw penises or anything? I just need to know.
What you need to know is that your child is perfectly normal, would be my take on this, and that you just love him for being a kid. Guys, I need to
what
get off
hell?
The phone.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your call, ma'am. What is it?
What are you telling my wife?
What?
What are you telling my wife, Thomas Edison drew penises?
No, I didn't say Thomas Edison drew penises. I said that he was an outcast as a young man, and therefore many outcasts become some of our most remarkable and amazing citizens.
He sat around with kids drawing wieners.
You get that husband of yours.
Steve, he wants you off the line. You know.
Because he's being stupid now. You're messing with the emotional life of a little boy, and I'm going to tell you something. It'll come back to haunt you.
Phil, I want my boy to be cured of the homosexuality. And
he's not a homosexual.
Are you sure? You said Thomas Edison was.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Gregory Show, 1-800-449-8686. With Bobby Dooley, president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, talking about her son Seth, who was suspended from school for 4 days because he was drawing male genitalia or something. They were just drawing pictures in class. Bobby and her husband Steve have contacted a group called Straight to the Lord, a group of, quote, wonderfully committed Christians who help homosexuals cure themselves and return to some kind of normalcy. We are, at least my opinion is, that Bobby is overreacting. This Straight to the Lord has recommended that they, quote, fag-proof their...
You think it's funny, don't you?
No, I don't think it's funny.
You're laughing at the term, though.
Yeah, I think it's the term is inappropriate. Fag-proof your house. I think that's inappropriate.
But you're laughing at it.
In any event, you want to make the house more hetero-friendly by putting a combination lock on your closet so he's not tempted to get into your clothes. You have what? What else have you done to the house?
Phil, what we are trying to do... We are trying to make our home something that is more heterosexual friendly. To that end...
So what are you doing?
We've gotten rid of his dolls, his G.I. Joe dolls.
What is wrong with a G.I. Joe doll?
Because playing with any kind of a doll is something that many... Research tells us many homosexuals do.
Even a G.I. Joe?
Especially a G.I. Joe doll. Because there is a imprinting, there is a masculine imprinting that is sexual... we took off his closet doors, so he can't come out of that closet, Phil, figuratively speaking.
All right. Let's go to Gainesville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I don't think I agree with what the lady's
mm-hmm.
saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think homosexuality mm-hmm. is, if in fact they're born with it, like I hear all the time, I
mm-hmm.
think it's probably mm-hmm. a birth defect
mm-hmm.
or something.
A birth defect? In what? Mm-hmm.
I don't think necessarily that you can cure it, and I think sending this kid off to camp is going to cause more damage than it's going to help.
Why do you say that? They have a wonderful workshop.
Well, I'm a religious person,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not a homosexual. My brother, on the other hand, is a homosexual.
Wait a second. You're religious, correct?
Yes, I'm a religious person.
And yet your brother is a homosexual?
Yes, my brother is a homosexual.
How did that happen?
That doesn't cast disparages on me,
No, wait a second. How did that happen?
How did that happen? I guess he was born that way. That's what he told me.
Well,
I mean, he's always been a feminine person.
No, but is there something that is going to rub off on you?
No, it's not something that's going to rub off on me.
You are a Christian.
Yes, I am.
Steve, he says he's Christian.
I'm of the Nazarene religion.
Can't the gay, the homosexuality rub off?
No, homosexuality can't rub off. You can't talk someone into being gay.
Has your brother tried to talk you into it?
No. In fact...
Well, what would you do if he did try to... bring you over to the gay side.
But they don't do that. You don't understand. I've been
mm-hmm.
around my brother and a
mm-hmm.
lot of his friends,
mm-hmm.
and I've had homosexuals hit on me before.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing is,
mm-hmm.
if you let a homosexual know that you're not a homosexual,
mm-hmm.
they don't want nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't want to sleep with you. It's not like somebody having AIDS
mm-hmm.
and you know. It just rubs off. It doesn't work that way.
It's never rubbed off on you?
No. No, it's never rubbed off on me. In fact, my brother
mm-hmm.
lives as a woman. He is a transsexual.
Oh, my God.
It's nothing that's going to rub off
oh
on me.
Oh, my God.
Well, wait a second. His brother's a transsexual. That may not necessarily mean that he's a homosexual. He's a transsexual.
Well,
woman living in a man's body.
Well, that...
You mean you can't catch... Can you get transsexuality?
In fact, me and my brother lived for many years with my aunt who was dying, and we both lived together in the same house with my aunt and for years, and I've never caught his homosexuality.
Oh, my God.
You know,
it's okay.
The same errand. I'm not going to catch tuberculosis or something from him.
Are you a Christian, though?
Yes, I am a Christian.
Thank God, because this camp is run by Christians.
I understand that, but even Christians can be misled.
Well, what is misled? Why are they misled?
The thought of curing a homosexual, it's not going to happen.
Well, they have wonderful workshops.
I heard you speak of the Vaseline workshop. I don't see how that would help anything.
Which one?
The Vaseline workshop, that's not necessarily going to help anything, you know? I don't see these workshops that you're speaking of.
Yes.
Now, all they're going to do is scare somebody. And to a 12-year-old boy who doesn't fully understand sex to begin with, you're going to do more harm than good.
What about the... I don't know what to do. They have a workshop...
All you can do...
Where you don't... A cucumber is something you eat, obviously.
I understand that, ma'am, okay. But that shouldn't... That's something I've heard all my life that boys don't think about so much as girls.
What's that? The cucumber?
The cucumbers, yes. But all of that aside,
well,
though,
but if you have come down with homosexuality, don't you see it as something more than...
No. Homosexuals don't look at... Homosexuals are people just like us. They're not running the wild freaks.
Yes.
I mean... I am anti-homo. I believe fully, with all my heart, that homosexuality is a sin.
But wait a second. You said your brother is.
I understand that, but there's nothing I can do to change him.
But what about
sending him off to this camp, it's not going to change him.
You can't cure him from that?
No, you cannot cure. You're not going to cure my brother. You're not going to cure any homosexual.
But
first of all, I don't believe your son is a homosexual. When I was a kid in school, I had pictures of all kinds of things.
But a healthy respect for a vegetable so that you don't look on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying about vegetables.
What are you looking at, Bobby? Bobby, hold on for a second.
Homosexuals aren't closeted freaks.
Are you have a brochure?
Yeah, the Just Say No to Vaseline workshop. And oh, you think that's funny?
Yes, I think that's funny because how is that going to help anyone? Just Say No to Vaseline. Vaseline's used for many things. You're going to make this child scared of Vaseline. Even if he does grow up to be a normal, healthy, heterosexual person, he's going to be afraid of Vaseline because of this workshop. Come on, this poor kid does not know what he's going to be put through. He does not
God,
understand
I don't
it.
Know. But he's gay. He drew a picture of a man's tinkleberry.
That does not make him gay. Just because he drew a picture of a man's penis, that doesn't make him gay.
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Well, how come he's drawing pictures of a tinkle?
Would you tell your husband to get out of here?
Steve.
I think you've been very, sir, I think you've been very helpful and you've been very patient. And I'm with you. I think a workshop that's called Just Say No to Vaseline is nuts.
I think it's going to hurt this poor kid.
Absolutely.
Poor kid,
you're going to have your kid growing up.
Damaged beyond repair when he gets... There's a reason people are in therapy the way they are these days.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they are is because people are acting before they think.
Right.
They treated children like idiots. You have to treat children like adults in order to understand them.
Oh, you make a lot of sense. What is your name?
My name is Sam.
Sam, I'm Bobby. You make a lot of sense. Would you believe that I was going to serve a salad tonight to my wonderful family, and I was afraid to.
I was afraid to
put a cucumber in it.
Ma'am, no. Homosexuals do not look at fruit as if it's some sort of sexual toy. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
Homosexuals, they're the same as you and I. The only difference is they're attracted.
Well, you said fruit, but what about vegetables?
Well, fruit or vegetables. And fruits and vegetables are pretty much in the same group as far as I can
Okay,
sure.
All right.
All right, so you've been... Sam, thank you very much. We've got to move on, but thank you for your call.
I appreciate it.
Okay, because you are in a panic that I think has been engendered by some really, really crazy people, Bobby. Here is Newhall on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Ma'am, I have two sons myself.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, you're frightening me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, however my kids... grow up, end up, I will love them always and accept whatever they are and who they are.
Mm-hmm.
I have many gay friends.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this is...
Oh, my God.
This frightens me.
Well, what do you mean you have gay friends? I don't know what that means.
You know, I have friends who are homosexual.
Well, what
Never
does that
have
mean?
They, you know, tried
to... Having, is she having sex with them?
To turn
my husband
anyone,
wants to know, do you have
you know,
sex with them?
Forgive me, I'm on a cell phone, so it's a little hard to hear.
Do you have sex with these people or no?
Have I had sex with my homosexual friends?
Well, you said they were friends. I don't know what kind of friends they are.
No. They are purely friends. I have many, many men friends who are in relationships with each other.
Mm-hmm.
They are probably, you know, I mean, you're coming, it's really frightening. I don't mean to offend you,
Well, I don't
you,
know if what I'm supposed to do. I lock my clothes up.
I mean, you're going to extremes here. You're gonna terrify
Well, I don't want him
friends.
Getting into... Do your sons play with any of the vegetables or bananas or things
I mean,
like that?
You I'm, saying that frightens
yes.
me.
Why
that
does it frighten you?
Me.
I'm
you
trying
sound
to help.
Like you're coming from
what?
The dark ages here.
What? Because
I, mean,
I don't
you know,
want my son using a banana.
Perpetuates racism and
oh my god
fear of
oh my god
who's
that's
different you know
I have to agree people. I have to agree with this woman. You have to put the brakes on your thinking, Bobby, because it's getting way out there,
way out of control,
way out
I
there
mean,
thank you, ma'am, for your call.
Thank you so much.
Well, I just mean the banana.
All right, here is Victorville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Yes, ma'am.
To begin with, Bobby, anybody that is ashamed to call a penis a penis, there's something wrong with you.
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
Yes.
What do you refer to? Why are you? What if he didn't have a penis? Wouldn't you be brokenhearted?
I'm talking about my son's tinkleberry. What's wrong
it's
with that?
It's not a tinkleberry. It's a penis, just like your breasts are breasts.
Oh, my God. You.
Oh,
that,
my. Quit saying, oh, my God.
Well,
are you
word,
backward?
That
you,
word That word comes to you so easily, doesn't it? Penis.
No, no.
Almost
there's
as
nothing
if you say
wrong.
It
no,
every day.
There's nothing wrong with penis. It's part of what God gave us. And there's nothing.
Well,
so
I don't think the word is appropriate for the airwaves. I think tinkle or tinkleberry.
Honey, you listen to TV. You hear it all the time.
What's wrong with tinkle?
You're making the child think that is something dirty. It's
that's
your
what
fault,
it is.
In
that's
a way.
His. That's
no,
his
isn't.
Tinkle.
I want to tell you something. My son is grown up, and he drew pictures. I found him. Are you listening? I found him and his friend copying pictures from the only Playboy that ever entered my home.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Quit calling on God. He's not going to help you right
oh
now if you don't
God.
Have the sense.
Oh, my God. They were dry. Oh, God.
Listen to me.
Bobby,
I walked out.
Bobby, hang on and listen to this lady.
Bobby,
oh
listen
God.
A minute. I walked out, and I quietly surprised them, and I said, when you get through, be sure you put that magazine up.
Oh, my God.
I never had any trouble with him again. Guess what? He's not a homosexual.
She didn't shock him? You didn't humiliate the boy?
No, I didn't like it. God did not make the humans dirty. We're made in the images of God, okay?
Can I ask you a question?
And, no, wait a minute, wait a minute.
I suppose that you stand around eating bananas in front of your son, don't you?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Oh, my God.
What religion are you?
I'm a Christian, thank
what,
you very
no,
much.
No, no, no. What is a Christian? The what Christian religion are
the you? The Philadelphia Christian Church.
Which one?
The Fleming.
You know, you need to go back and read some. If my son hadn't read the books he did, which has absolute illustrations of penises,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Will you
God.
Stop
listen
with the oh,
me,
my
Bobby.
God? The lady
Bobby.
Is telling you something adult, okay?
Bobby, my son is in medical school. He's going to be a doctor and help people.
A gay doctor. A gay doctor.
Huh?
A gay doctor.
Hell no, he's married.
Married
he
to
children.
A man or a woman?
What?
A woman.
Is he married to a man or a woman, Phil? I don't,
and another thing, you're talking about ducktail. I have a daughter that's 50 who had a ducktail on her hair. She's married, she's got two children, and she's a doctor.
She's got a duck ass on her hair, and you're telling me that she's straight.
Absolutely. She's got two children. She's got a wonderful husband.
Ask her if she eats bananas in front of her son. Mm-hmm.
I asked her. You won't answer my question, though, will you?
What is the question?
Do you eat bananas in front of your son?
I eat everything in front of my son.
Oh, my Christ.
What? Did the devil make bananas? Do you read the Bible?
Eating it in front of your son, you think that's appropriate?
Oh, my
a
God.
Banana?
Oh,
what's
my
wrong
God.
With it? You know, Bobby, there's something wrong with you. I can't believe you.
You are tempting him to be gay. And
Bobby, you need to go to a doctor, all right?
Bobby, you need to go to a doctor.
Absolutely, okay.
I am getting sick and tired of people telling me that I need to go to a doctor
you
just
do,
because I believe
do,
in a Vaseline
you
workshop.
You do? You're crippling your son?
And you don't believe in the Vaseline workshop, I suppose.
No,
we do not. No,
don't.
We do not believe in the Vaseline workshop.
I do
I'm
going to
put her on hold. Ma'am, thank you very much for your call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Very enlightening. Thank you. Do you stand around and eat bananas in front of your son? Tell Bobby Dooley and that husband of hers, Steve, that...
Off the air now?
Yeah, you're off the air. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
What are you going to do, go draw some pictures of a man's tinkle?
No, I'm going to keep doing... Get him out of here! 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show. And went to the Clipper game last night, courtesy of our station in Los Angeles, KFI. We went to see the Clippers and the Milwaukee Bucks last night. Went to the new Staples Center downtown. Took a limousine, which my wife did not approve of, and I didn't either. But I went ahead and spent the money anyway, even though I didn't approve of myself doing it. But you know what it was? It was. Well, first of all, I just sort of, blew about 6 months' worth of budget right there. And said, I don't want to drive. I want to go down there. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to have a taste. Something wrong with a man wanting a beer? Maybe I'll have two. Maybe I'll even have three. As it was, I had four. And I don't want to have to drive, and I don't want to have to look for the car. And the lot at the Staples Center... That lot across 11th Street, is that a lot for everybody, or is that a lot just for the VIPs? Oh, well, of course. No, things can't be that easy. You can't just have a parking lot across the street from the front door of the place where people can go and get their car and leave. God forbid that should happen. That's the VIP lot. Because I was about to say the parking isn't as bad at the Staples Center as everybody says it is, but it actually, although it doesn't have a adjoining parking there, at the, I don't know what. But in any event, when you're waiting for a guy to drive you home, things are really cool. So that's what we did. Then I got there, and boy, it was just nice. I was there with Jeff, and I was there with Carol and Jackie and a bunch of people from the station, and we had they got a dessert tray that goes, the beautiful big espresso chocolate brownies. Man! And they've got like a 7-layer chocolate cake. They have this. Did you have that, Craig? Man. And they have that dessert cart that goes around. We hit it right as we got there. The dessert cart was coming by. Then they got hot dogs, which are very good. Best damn luxury suite hot dog I ever had. You'd think I go to luxury suites a lot, which I sneak into a few of them. By the way, Schaefer tried to sneak into one last week. They threw him out. He didn't even get to the dogs. And they had coffee and they had beer and they had all kinds of stuff. So I was having a taste, talking with the clients. These are advertisers. And barely watching the game. It's amazing when you're at a game, a particularly bad game, like what the Clippers deliver. It's seemingly night in and night out. And, you know, it's become a real pastime in Los Angeles in the sporting circles to abuse that team. I mean, they're fun to abuse almost. It's gone beyond anger. You're no longer angry that the team sucks. You're not really, you don't even care whether they get a new coach or not. I'd like them to keep all the guys, the same guys and the same coach for the next 20 years, and we could just have fun with them. Donald Sterling obviously doesn't need the money. There's not that much of a cash drain going on with that team that it's hurting him because he's not doing anything to improve them. So it's something that he has that's a write-off that he can take his friends to, and he's got the lease of the new arena, and, you know, and people like Phil Henry can get a ticket to one of his games, whereas the Lakers, you can't get within 16 miles of that joint. You, except for if your name's Craig Taylor, who engineers my show, then you can sit in the luxury suite of a Laker game. But if you're just the host of the show, well, you go to a Clipper game. And so we're talking and we're intermingling and we're intermarrying and racially mixing. And I'm looking at it. Every now and again, I kind of lean over. Oh, how's this ball game going? Oh, Jesus. Whew. Hardly anybody in the joint. They had a game going for about three quarters, and then the Bucks just took off. And how do I say this delicately? I guess I can. I guess I got to just come out and say it. What's the name of the white guy in the Clippers? Petowski? Hey, Mike. Mike knows. Mike, what's the name of that white guy in the Clippers, the starting that forward, that small forward? What's his name? It begins with, yeah, I know, it begins with a P. Boy, you're helping me big time. P-I-A-T-O-W, whatever. Let's just call him Eddie. Eddie the white guy. I mean, I don't want to say anything. He's the only guy working out there. I mean, the Bucks were moving up and down the floor beautifully. The other four guys, the four black guys, were like dragging ass. The only guy hustling for the ball out there was the white guy. Or was I looking through white eyes? Was I just looking through white-colored glasses, maybe? I don't know. But it just seemed to me that the white guy was hustling for the rebounds. Anyway, they lost. Turns out the top scorer in the game was black, but it seemed the white guy was scoring.